When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's a full house. Everybody's here. Stancy, Romoran, Chino Liao, and Rowan the SHIT all together for Thursday's live stream. Saying what's up to everybody who's already here from the people in the comment section on Facebook and in the comment section over on Kumu. Thank you so much to everybody who's part of the show. If you love what we're doing, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on Spotify. Please follow the podcast over there as well. Or if you want to support us by being a Wrestling Podcast patron, now is as good a time as any to be part of the patron community.
You know why? Because we are watching AEW Revolution 2022 this Monday morning, Manila time. So if you want to get in on that and then get in on the WrestleMania viewing party next month, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low, sobrang low as 250 pesos a month, you can get access to our Discord community where we talk about recent events like Cain Velasquez getting shooting a person. And Shepard, we do a watch parties there. We do exclusive review content, which I've changed up to make it a little more digestible. And then we also get merch either from Pasabais, from online stores, online wrestling stores, or our own line of merch, which is, again, hopefully coming soon kasi napag-usapan na namin siya. And again, all those low for 250 pesos a month. Again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
All right. Speaking of some freebies, we're going to be starting a contest sometime next week. But just to give you a taste of what we're giving away, Ro, tell the people about those cookies that you've been hyping up.
Yeah. So a friend of mine who is a fan of what we do mostly on TikTok and also a wrestling fan has a home cookie business that he operates again from home. And he is willing to give away some sweet, sweet cookies to our listeners, lalo na yung mga mahilig dyan sa mga matatamis. So if you want some snackage that you can munch on while watching your favorite wrestling programs or listening to your favorite wrestling, longest running weekly episodic wrestling podcast, stay tuned because next week we will be doing a contest for a sweet, free buckets of cookies.
Yeah, so watch out for that. We're going to be laying out all the instructions on our Facebook page. So if you haven't yet, please like the page, facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast. All right, guys, we know why we're here. So let's get to it. Sa ulo ng nagbabagang balita. Nasaya, babyface producer Gail, let's put it up. ROH, binili ni Tony Khan. So we woke up to this news, basically, right?
That's not as convincing as you make it sound, Stan.
I mean, it's a real thing. We're making fun of the way that local newscasts are stereotypically done, even though they do respect, deserve respect as well. Anyway, Tony Khan, he's acquired Ring of Honor, and the entire wrestling world was reacting to it all day. So everybody in the comment section, fire away. Let's go around the room and let's get those reactions in. Let's start with Rowan. What did you think when you saw the news that TK is now the new owner of Ring of Honor?
the contract might be signed by Khan. Well, anyways, I thought when this news was broken, naisip ko, pwede nang magka-brand split ang AEW. Like, kasi with the mix of talents with Ring of Honor and lalo na inflated na yung roster, I think this is the time na makakita na tayo ng brand split. And I'm looking forward to see guys like Bryan Danielson and CM Punk go toe-to-toe with the modern-day Ring of Honor cast.
All right. Ikaw, Chino, your thoughts on this big announcement? Because they were teasing it, diba? It's a massive announcement.
I am going to echo a lot of what Rowan says here. And I suppose tayo na rin, we're going to echo a lot of what we all say because it's all been on our minds for the past few months. AEW is getting too big for its own good. Ang dami na nila masyado, di ba? And I was just watching Dark kanina and I messaged our group chat. I was like, holy shit, Marina Shafir is with AEW now. It totally missed me, this news of Marina Shafir. I'm sure Lance Tan Ong is happy about that. But it totally missed me. So ang dami ding nakakalusot kasi not everybody who signs with AEW is getting the same share of the spotlight that they deserve. And so with this, at least kahit papano, they have a way to vet all that other talent, diba? Plus, a lot of AEW guys used to be ROH originals. Tulad yan ang sinabi ni TK kanina. Christopher Daniels was still there. Bryan Danielson is still there. Adam Cole is still there. Diba? And then you have a lot of the guys who still haven't signed. You have Cesaro. Diba? We were talking about it during the audio only. Where is he going to go? The new ROH might be a perfect place for somebody like him.
Igoro, what do you think about this? How does this affect the entire industry as a whole?
Okay, so it's really exciting, yes, pero it's also too early to tell kasi like some candidates walang nilabas sa platforma si Tony Khan. So we don't know exactly what he's doing yet with it. Like for all we know, he just wanted to buy it for the tape library for Anna and put it on, you know, HBO Go or HBO Max, diba? But if he is hyping it up to be a big announcement, a massive game-changing announcement, then like what Rowan said, it's probably going to be like a second brand, not necessarily under the AEW umbrella, but under Tony Khan's umbrella. So I don't know if it's going to be like the SmackDown to AEW's Raw or the WCW to AEW's WWE, but it could be. It could very well be. We just have to wait and see what he wants to do with it and not jump the gun. Because it's easy to jump the gun in this. But what Chino said about people getting time on TV, people getting jobs as well is also good. Like I said on TikTok, this is really good if only because magkakaroon ng trabaho and magkakaroon ng pagtatrabahuan yung mga wrestlers na that were affected by ROH's closure last year. So it's a good thing all around that Tony Khan wants to keep the IP alive.
Sabi mga Ro, diba? There is no plan that was announced, nothing laid in place, at least for public consumption. So what if the ROH rosters aren't brought back? Kasi nga, ROH is intended pala to be like the SmackDown for AEW's Raw.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know because the current ROH guys are on Impact. They're doing stuff in there as Honor No More, diba? So I don't know what their deal is right now, actually. I don't know if champions like Jonathan Gresham would be brought back. So sobrang up in the air pa rin until Tony Khan comes out and tells us more other than Unity.
To be clear, there are only 4 or 5 guys on Impact right now. Wala pa sila Dalton Castle,
right,
wala
right.
pa yung Briscoes. So there's really a lot more of the roster remaining out there in the wild that, if anything, deserve to be back with the new ROH. I don't know what their contract statuses are at this point. However, I would want to see all of the ROH originals back, if only as a show of loyalty. Diba? Kasi parang binili mo, tapos you're just gonna keep them at the wayside. That's not really fair for the talent and that's not really fair for the fandom who's stuck behind ROH at this point. Feeling ko, Tony Khan being a fan himself will recognize this and will recognize the depth in their roster right now and use his own roster to supplement all of that that ROH needs.
I mean, to be fair, there are some of the ROH talent from the previous era niya that are already in AEW. Kalilipat lang, diba? People like Jay Lethal, people like Danhausen. So, yung nga, as you said, scattered rin sila and some of them did happen to sign with AEW anyway. So, any other thoughts about this before we get to our next item?
I think more people will watch Ring of Honor and give more attention to it. Maraming tututok, including me, kasi ako, bihira lang ako manood ng Ring of Honor. And lalo na ngayon na affiliated na siya with AEW.
About that, so it's good that you mentioned that kasi the thing about Ring of Honor right now is they don't have a TV deal yet. The Ring of Honor TV show doesn't have a TV deal yet. So I don't know how Tony Khan is going to put the show, the brand back on TV, especially when he just, I guess, parang exhausted a lot of his capital putting up Dynamite and Rampage on TV, on Turner programming, on Turner and Turner broadcasting.
ROH on CNN. Let's go.
Yeah. ROH. So may challenge pa yun na where are you going to put ROH first before you start putting stars on it? So as much as I want to see the OGs like Bryan Danielson, Christopher Daniels, Claudio Castagnoli on the show, it has to have a place first to actually broadcast itself.
Yeah, yun yung question mark talaga, no?
I mean, for all we know, the only reason we haven't seen Samoa Joe on TV is because dito siya pupunta, di ba? So it's all exciting. We can spend like the next half hour just talking about this.
Yeah, but you know, what'll that do, di ba? We really have more questions than answers, so wait and see tayo lahat for this one. Let's get to this next bit. There's a report that came out from Mike Johnson of PW Insider about Alexa Bliss, Asuka, and Bayley. And according to his report, all three of them aren't returning to TV until after WrestleMania 38. So for Alexa Bliss, ang sinasabi ng report ni Mike Johnson is that her next story isn't going to start until after WrestleMania. And then si Asuka, there is no news about her getting cleared yet. Parang reportedly naghihintay lang daw ng storyline for her. And as for Bayley, her timetable was supposed to be for March of this year, but they're apparently going to push that until after WrestleMania in April. So what do you think about this? Because for me, I actually don't mind because that's three big returns that you can have for the week after WrestleMania.
It goes to show that they're running thin. They're running thin on ideas. They're running thin on what to do, especially when there's only one guy calling all the shots creatively. Diba? So you have all this star power and nowhere to put it. And at this point, actually, Raw is fine. Raw is totally fine. SmackDown needs help. Pero now that I think about it, then parang wala ring space for them in the current landscape of the women's division. So I guess it's okay for them to hang out and maybe collect their checks. Pero syempre, they might want to wrestle then, but there's just no space. And that's kind of sad.
What do you think about this, Roman?
I agree. I think the only way I can see them on TV, Asuka and Bayley in particular, after WrestleMania sila mas bagay magpakita because we need to know who will become the next women's champion on Raw or SmackDown. Now, as for Alexa Bliss, parang medyo na awkward ako kasi kakabalik niya lang eh. Bakit wala siyang story? So, parang nakulangan ako dun. Why not put her on the tag team division, okay, have her feud with Liv Morgan or have her team with Liv Morgan. I don't know. They should do something.
Ikaw, Chino.
First of all, gusto lang sabihin, the comment section, y'all are comedians. And daming sabi, ROH on Viva Max. ROH on TCM Vintage. Anyway, it's a little lackluster for me, to be honest, if the only returns we get are returns from injured superstars. Like, wala na yung time na nakakuha tayo ng big name debuts after WrestleMania, di ba? That Raw after Mania pop is just historic and magical. And I don't know, I am always clamoring to see new faces more than just returning faces to the brands. Yes, I agree, kailangan ng SmackDown. All you guys said, tama kayo. But then I also want newer wrestlers to be called up diba? Yung mga NXT guys, diba? They're all just there and I don't know what they're doing there most of the time, diba? Bring LA Knight up, diba? Bring Tommaso Ciampa up officially, diba? Give them that draw after.
Ano si Cody Rhodes yun, Chino?
Maybe if it's Cody Rhodes, they play it then. Give somebody that rub so that they have something to work off of for a few months after.
All right. We've seen the Raw after Mania, you know, as Chino alluded to, not as many big returns or big debuts as there were in previous years. I think it's been that way for about a couple of years now. Syempre na affect din ng pandemic, diba? 2020 and 2021, the Raw and SmackDown after Mania have been in front of no fans. So I'm not sure what we're going to get for 2022. Let's get to this next one. This one we actually talked about a few days ago on our most recent audio only, but Cesaro quietly left the WWE, just mentioning it here so, you know, so we can also include it in this week's live stream. So his contract expired, just to clarify it for everybody. He wasn't released. So that means na, like Kyle O'Reilly, like Bryan Danielson, wala siyang 90-day no-compete clause. So if he were to appear for another promotion in the next few days, like Revolution, diba? AEW Revolution, that's fair game.
Mm-hmm. We've said all we had to say. Rowan probably something to say kasi wala siya ng audio only.
Yeah, I would always wake up hearing news like this. Pero ano, like tapos na yung live stream natin. Well, anyways, usually when I do hear those news, may inis ako kasi, ah, sayang naman tong talent nito. Pero on this one, I'm actually surprised that I was like, Cesar will be in a better place. He deserves to be in a better place. That's how I reacted.
Ro, I could see on Twitter na you were pretty upset that somebody commented on TikTok that Cesaro isn't entertaining.
Oh, yeah. So I got into a fight, well, an argument on TikTok today because I remember on the audio only, I said that everything depends on Vince. Like, you can get as over as you want, but if Vince doesn't want to put you on that spot, then you're not getting that spot. This guy says that Cesaro wasn't entertaining because he couldn't talk well because he knows five languages and English isn't his first language. So, I took umbrage of that. And he couldn't quite understand what I was trying to say, that Vince really is the gatekeeper of whether or not you get a big main event push. And buti na lang other people on TikTok understood what I was trying to say. It's just this guy was super daft about the whole thing. But anyway, yeah, that's what I was up to today. I don't know what you guys...
Bakit tayo nag-pay attention sa petty online feuds, first of all.
No, I wanted...
I mean, let's not give these people the time of day, guys.
No, I just wanted to tell someone that their opinion was shitty.
Better than that. Come on. Move on. Sorry. Just move on. Please.
It's that time. It is that time.
No, Stan. Never. Please, move on.
Wait, why is the Real Me account commenting on our...
Sponsor
naman kami.
Wait, sponsor
naman ang Realme. Gusto ko yung handheld vacuum nyo. Pa-sponsor naman ang handheld vacuum.
Pa-cellphone ka naman. Laptop.
Realme, pwede namin kayo i-email ng mga packages namin dito sa Podcast Network Asia. Actually, meron kaming rate card naka-prepare na. So, ano tayo? Slide into our DMs. Kami na bahala. Okay?
It'd be funny if this is like a social media, yung same social media manager ng Bitburger.
No. I don't think they're owned by the same company.
So I've been looking at your handheld vacuums earlier today. So,
Realme, welcome to the Wrestling Podcast.
Papagit na yung SM nito, di na nag-comment.
Sige, para di ma on the spot si Realme, let's move on to our last news bit for now. Mr. McMahon, Vince McMahon is going to be on the Pat McAfee show that's happening 3 a.m. Manila time.
Wait, si Sogo Hotel dito.
Oh my God, Sogo Hotel! GC!
I'm single, but we are willing to raffle, you know, vouchers or stuff for free stays.
May contact tayo sa Sogo Hotel. I got somebody for Sogo.
Okay.
Wait, I mean, tapos na yung Valentine's, but you know, people always check in.
Wait, I got you guys for Sogo, don't worry.
All right. Let's talk about this, because the rumor mill has been swirling since the announcement was made that Vince McMahon would appear on the Pat McAfee show. And the predominant rumor is that it's going to lead to a WrestleMania angle featuring Pat McAfee versus either Mr. McMahon himself or a proxy like Austin Theory. So your thoughts, fellas. Let's start with Ro.
Okay, so hindi ko alam kung sino ang... may excite at the idea of Vince McMahon, 76-year-old Vince McMahon wrestling against a very young, very spry Pat McAfee. So I don't know why they thought that, oh, this stupendous WrestleMania needs me. So that's so weird. I don't think anyone had this in their 2022 wrestling bingo. So if you wanted to do like Austin Theory, then why not just say that you wanted to put Austin Theory in that spot?
Igor Rowan, did you think that this guesting on the Pat McAfee show would lead to a WrestleMania story?
You know, Ro was asking now, sino may excite dito? I'm actually fine with this.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's 76 years old.
I know.
Let Rowan talk his talk.
All right.
Jerry Lawler versus Michael Cole, I enjoy ko, pero I'm low-key. I low-key want to see Vince compete. Like, I don't care about his age. I just want to see him compete.
Okay. Igor Chino, is this exciting to you?
No, honestly, don't guess thing at all. Even before the rumors started circulating, I could smell work from a mile away. It's just not... Sobrang hindi ko na in-expect na magiging legitimate interview to. Although, I will say that Pat McAfee has fallen far from the ladder of success here because the last match we saw him on, he was against Adam Cole and you work rate, yeah, work rate, to use a wrestling term, sobrang taas. And then now he's going to do this this supposed match with Vince here. So parang hindi ko alam kung paano nila gagawin. It'll be interesting to see him go up against Austin Theory because I'm a big Austin Theory fan. However, I'm still not too sure about how Vince actually fits in this scenario. Bakit kailangan niyang umekal?
Exactly.
I mean, I get the direction, diba? Pat McAfee, medyo mainstream na pangalan din naman, diba? I mean, if you're gonna bring out Johnny Knoxville and Logan Paul, you might as well, utilize Pat McAfee to the fullest and put him in an actual match at WrestleMania. But I'm concerned if it were Vince McMahon himself at 76. You know,
yeah, gusto ko lang sabihin na si Real Me nagtatanong daw ng questions. Real
Me, sagutin mo muna yung question namin.
So sponsoran mo baka may Real Me bago namin sagutin yung tanong mo.
Let's do it after the break.
Sige. Any other thoughts on this before we go to break, guys?
I'm actually fine with Austin Theory winning. Kasi I think this would be the stem of how he will be pushed to the moon.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Good on Rowan for being the optimistic one here in this conversation. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll answer Real Me's question. And during the break, email namin si Real Me for a sponsorship package. Before that, though, let's tell you about how you can support the podcast through your online shopping on Lazada kasi sakto 3-3 ngayon.
Yeah, so if you want to get all your Real Me stuff from Lazada, I know they have an official Lazada store. All you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, at the cart, and check out from the mobile app. And what you buy, especially my Real Me stuff, will help us do what we do here in the podcast, no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
What is up with these brands? Anyway, yeah, saying hey to everyone who has followed us on Kumu. Quite a bit of comments today. Let's answer some of them. Jay Villalon asks, Blade job ba yung kay CM Punk kanina or hindi? Yes, it is, because you've seen how much blood he lost. So that is not something that, you know, that is hard way. Jay Villalon also says, yes, sir, I love Pat McAfee since his days as an Indianapolis Colt as a punter. Sinus Stone Cold special guest referee and Pat McAfee and allegedly Vince McMahon. Scumageddon says, hey, good thing that you mentioned the affiliate link. He'll check that out later. If you can, go buy some Realme stuff, man.
All right. So yeah, another brand has entered the chat. Si Dizo Philippines, nakiki wrestling podcast in for tonight.
Maybe you should message Derek and tell him to come in.
Parang minute burger nandito rin.
Para may clout tayo, di ba?
Para sige, sagutin natin yung question ni Real Meat. It's about The Undertaker and the Hall of Fame, tama ba?
Yeah. So he is asking, because the dead man is Vince's guy, and he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame, is he going to be set up for one more match? So, parang no, sir. Kasi I think we have all let the ship sail on that. Parang, I know some of you guys might want it kasi you're big Undertaker fans, pero I don't think so. I think he is over it as well.
He did the whole documentary thing, diba?
Yeah, diba? Exactly. Chaha, when you get inducted into the Hall of Fame, that's usually your time to say goodbye to wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, meron mga exceptions, sure. People like Goldberg, Lita, Kurt Angle, Edge. But, you know, they're really more of the exceptions than the norms at this point. Let's talk about WWE. Somebody earlier, I think it was John, I think, sa comment section, who talked about Sasha Banks and Naomi. So they reunited on SmackDown this week. And I'm pretty surprised that we have another women's tag team storyline heading into WrestleMania, because I think the last women's tag team storyline we got was Rhea Nikki. And then before that, Rhea Nikki versus Carmella and Zelina. So for them to be plotting this one out a month before WrestleMania is a change of pace. What do you think, Rowan?
Well, this is the only unity I'm in favor of. I think the WWE should tell us why they became a team. Like, bumalik tayo sa how Naomi brought Sasha Banks in the main roster. And pero sa totoo lang, I want the women's tag team division to be over. Like, they should retire that, since the pair-ups are random and walang explanation when it comes to tag teams becoming actual tag teams. Kasi unlike in NXT, we have Cora Jade and Raquel Gonzalez, and they had the match and then they had each other's respect. And then, hey, sali tayo sa Dusty Classic. And then, yun, they became a tag team. So I want that type of explanation in the other tag teams in the WWE main roster.
I'm going to disagree with that and say that you don't need to kill the women's tag team division if you can just do better by it. Because we literally talked about three women who didn't have anything to do for WrestleMania. And you can literally slot them in the tag team division and have them do something while they're not competing for the main women's championship. So you don't have to eliminate anything. You just have to support it the same way that you just mentioned NXT does their once floundering women's tag team division up until this point.
Yeah, and the way I see it, if you kill the women's tag team division, that's one less thing the women will be fighting over, right? And when you have something to fight over, you have fodder for storyline. So I think you kind of need it there. Igao Chino, what do you think?
Yeah, I just need better explanation. I will agree with Rowan on that. I don't necessarily think na kailangan alisin yung tag team division entirely. They definitely need to work on developing a lot of these tag team storyline together. Kasi tama nga si Rowan. We got Cora Jane and Raquel in the NXT side of things, and I really like the development of that tag team so much so that I'm actually rooting for them. So I want the same kind of development for the main roster.
Roman J asks, paring feud kay Sonya? Well, Naomi already beat Sonya Deville 1-1, and then she beat Sonya at Elimination Chamber, the tag team match. So I think that's pretty much done. And Sonya Deville is messing with Ronda Rousey right now alongside Charlotte. So I guess that takes care of those loose ends, right?
Akala ko i-stretch na rin hanggang SummerSlam. Isang tagal ng rivalry na yun.
Yeah, it's about time they finally finished it.
it's been half a year, right? It's been half a year. Right, next bit on the main roster. Let's talk about the back-to-back heel turns we got on Raw. So first, Damian Priest turned heel on Finn Balor after Finn won the U.S. title. And then right after that, in the main event of Raw, AJ Styles came out to accept Edge's open challenge for WrestleMania. And then the chaos happened. Wide-eyed Edge came back. And then low blow, concerto, concerto, boo. So your thoughts. Let's start with Chino here.
I like heel Edge, first of all. I think that that's the strongest Edge that we can get at this point. And like I said, itong AJ Styles versus Edge is going to be like their all-star showcase of TNA versus the WWE. Diba? Only happening maybe a few years too late. But at the same time, we're still getting it. So good job on booking for getting that done. UK Damian Priest, I don't know. I mean, I guess we saw shades of it in the past, where he was slowly trying to fight the darkness in his soul or whatever he was saying. So I guess it was explained, but not really. But I'm more convinced by the Edge turn, I feel.
Okay. Ikaw, Ro.
The Damian Priest turn didn't need to happen this week. Like, they had 5 weeks until WrestleMania. Like, I would have started a downward spiral of Damian Priest just slowly losing it until he officially turned heel, like sometime before WrestleMania. Para ma-set yung drama na rematch nila. So that could have been a thing. That was a wasted opportunity for me there. Si Edge naman, okay lang din. I just don't know why he did that, so I'm guessing that's the hook for a cliffhanger that we'll find out next week. So yeah, it's a good thing, I guess, for someone to be heel in that match, and it wasn't going to be AJ because AJ just turned face. So sobrang weird lang that they actually would let two back-to-back heel turns happen on the same hour.
I will say though, sorry, just jump back in here. I like how Edge decided to be the heel, because we rarely see a legend become the heel in this situation. It's very rare, because legends mostly have that air of hollowness around them. Or bawal sila galawin, legend sila. And then Edge suddenly just does the unthinkable here. So while wala no explanation, I do like it. It's a different type of twist.
Yeah, I just want to know who pissed in his cereal. So watch na gadit bigla.
Maybe so we'll one day we can have Edge and Bryan Danielson come together and they can both explain their stories. Like yung one bad day nilang dalawa.
Yeah.
Ikaw, Rowan, your thoughts on Edge and Damian Priest this week?
So, parang pares lang yung sinabi niyo. I prefer heel Edge kasi mas na-enjoy ko yung role niya, mas na-appreciate ko yung role na ganun. And nakakorn yan kasi ako sa babyface na Edge. Gusto ko lang din sabihin na I want to see Edge versus AJ Styles fighting over a Japanese shampoo commercial. That's all.
Yeah, shout out to their wonderful, wonderful hair. Sige, shout out na rin natin si Luto Niligaya kasi kanina pa siya nagpaparamdam in the comment section.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. About sa Damian Priest heel turn pala. Bakit ngayon lang? Why didn't they pull the trigger like a couple of weeks ago? Kasi diba, they have been teasing it several times and then they just did it right now. And alam naman natin na it will lead eventually to him turning heel. Bakit ngayon lang nila ginawa if they could have done it a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, so let us know in the comment section what you think, because Ro says na this could have waited, whereas he's saying na this heel turn was coming a mile away, should have happened earlier. So while you do that, while you let us know your thoughts in the comment section, let's talk about Tommaso Ciampa really quickly, because the internet was pretty upset that his theme song has been changed. So yung matagal na nating alam na No One Will Survive, we aren't going to be hearing it anymore, because when he came out on Raw this week, he had this new theme, and then Fight to Survive were the only lyrics we could really hear. So apparently, there's an explanation for that. Long story short, we're summarizing what Ciampa said on Instagram. Must meaningful for him and for his daughter to really just inspire and say, "Na you have to fight to survive." It's very, it's got some connections to him. And nagkataon rin with the world being the way that it is, must meaningful yung fight to survive kesa No One Will Survive. So, ikaw, Ro, what do you think about this one?
I was listening to the thing because I heard that Ciampa had a new theme, and I was listening to it intently as much as I could through the mixing that they had on the TV show. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, naman. It's just that people were so used to No One Will Survive, and the fact that it was violently taken away from them without them expecting it was, I guess, the bad shock that contributed to them feeling negatively toward this new song. So it also doesn't help that a lot of Def Rebel compositions don't really have that oomph you're looking for, that in all fairness to him, CFO Dollar Sign was able to find with a lot of his theme songs. Yeah, people warmed up to him. But I really didn't like No One Will Survive that much. Like, it wasn't like one of his best themes to me, one of their best themes to me. So I didn't really have that much of an attachment to it. And if Ciampa resonates more with this new song, then who am I to take that away from him? Right? Who am I to judge him for wanting to have a different message and wanting to communicate something else?
Rowan, were you part of that group on the internet na violently upset over this theme song change?
Partially, yeah. So the new theme is fine, pero what is wrong with No One Will Survive? I mean, mas may angas, mas may dating, and I don't know. Like,
I don't know, dude. There's a pandemic, and like Russia's attacking Ukraine. No One Will Survive is pretty fucking ominous.
All right, but yeah. But maging insensitive in a way. But this could be a controversial take. But I don't like how he went from being a Sicilian psychopath to become, hey guys, let's fight to survive. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just think hindi siya perfect in the landscape in wrestling.
So bawal mag-grow as a person yung mga tao. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, in the context of wrestling, parang hindi lang siya bagay na, hey, let's survive.
Whatever. So, sorry, you're saying you're one of those edgy kids that prefer heel characters because they are more awesome to them, more cool.
Yeah.
Okay, pero at least you own it.
Since medyo related sa, like, he wants to inspire her, his daughter, all right, let's just let it slide.
Sabi ni Admin Angelo, mas okay yung theme ni Ciampa no early 2018. Ano yun, yung silence when he came out?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, no, I actually like the silence. That was pretty cool because it was different and the silence stood out. It rang loudly. So you didn't need fancy hooks and stuff like that. You just needed the sound of silence to herald your arrival. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think it only worked because of how intense yung storyline niya was. But if it happened today in 2022, I don't think it would have the same effect just because wala yung recency and the momentum that he had back then. Chino, any thoughts on this one?
I will say that while the silence was an effective use of silence, Tommaso Ciampa also explained the debut of the No One Will Survive song very well. Diba? And explain niya kung bakit he did that beautiful promo that I just remembered now about how he chose that song because he wanted to develop this edge and to be this dangerous killer in the NXT roster. And feeling ko if there's somebody out there that can explain new music in the best way possible, Tommaso Ciampa is your guy. Kasi nagawa niya dati sa NXT to eh. So he can definitely explain this in the new roster. Diba? It also just goes to show that tulad niya na sinabi ni Ro, that he went through some serious growth because this was the guy who said he would retire before he went to the main roster. Diba? And now look at where he's at.
Yeah, I'm actually happy. That's a great point. I'm actually pretty happy that he's happy because I always thought that he was one of those guys that wouldn't be happy going up to the main roster. But knowing everything that waits for him over there, if he's happy about getting paid and being able to support his family, then go down. I mean, all the best for him.
Yeah, kung masaya si Tommaso, dun tayo, di ba? Right. Speaking of NXT, we've got NXT Roadblock happening next week. So let's run through the predictions because my AEW Revolution predictions pa tayo. So let's start off with the triple threat match for the NXT Championship. Bron Breakker, Tommaso Ciampa, and Dolph Ziggler. Let's go around the room. Chino, who do you think is winning this one?
Breakker.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to explain?
There you go, if you want to.
No, kasi feeling ko, first of all, it's such a mismatch of storylines here. Parang each of these matchups, Breakker versus Ciampa or Breakker versus Dolph, could have happened independently of each other. I guess this is Vince doing right by Dolph, giving him the main event picture here. But at the same time, sayang din yung appearance on NXT if they're just going to lump him into the main roster or main storyline, rather, and then have him lose in the end. So I feel like this is still Braun Breaker's match to lose.
He got Rowan.
I kind of want Ziggler to win since he hasn't won a world title like a decade ago. But we all know that Braun Breaker is going to win, so I'm going for Braun Breaker.
Ro?
All right, so Ziggler has been losing a lot, so that kind of tells me different things. So if we're going by wrestling logic, then it may just be Dolph Ziggler getting a quick run with the NXT Championship. Like, have him win the title, tapos have either, probably Braun, because Ciampa's moving up, have his big moment in Stand and Deliver. So that might be what could happen. So let's see.
Let us know in the comment section, all right, what your predictions are. Moving on, last man standing, it's LA Knight versus Grayson Waller. So, tag team championship, let's talk about this. Imperium defends against the Creed brothers. I would go out on a limb and say the Creed brothers win this one because it's really built for them, this rocket strapping, so to speak. Okay, what do you guys think, Ro?
I'm going to say that Imperium defends the championships because the new NXT is kind of weird in that in a lot of times they have the veterans go over and then they just have the newbies do well, but then ultimately lose because it's champion veteran experience. So it depends on how they see the Creed brothers, I guess. I don't think they're quite there just yet, but if they do win, then I would be pleasantly surprised and I would be okay with that.
You got Rowan.
I'll go for the Creed brothers. Sasabihin ko sana na nakakasawa na yung Imperium, pero maganda rin naman yung booking nila. But I mean, it is a fact na nakakasawa na yung title reign nila. So I'll just give it to the Creed brothers who deserve it. And most of the Dusty Classic winners, they would always win yung cash-in shot nila for the NXT Tag Team Championship.
Not so, always.
Yeah, pero I think it's possible. It's very, very likely with the Creed as well.
Okay, Chino, ikaw, Creed Brothers then or Imperium?
No, I'm going to say the Creed Brothers as well because tama ka Stan, they are being rocket strapped here. But also, I feel like it's time for Imperium to get called up, especially since Walter is still there. So, feeling ko Creed Brothers to.
All right, medyo mixed bag tayo in the comment section. Okay, I think that the next one is yung LA Knight versus Grayson Waller, last man standing. I think Grayson Waller has to win this, right? Because he's the younger star.
I just want this feud to be over because it's been going on for so long. It's rivaling Sonya Deville versus Naomi. Grayson Waller's her boy, but this has been ridiculously long. And it's not even... Although I will say that they booked it better than a lot of main roster feuds. So I guess there's that going for it. But Waller has to win here. Sayang yung big push niya if he doesn't win.
Chino?
I'd say Grayson Waller as well. It proves to be a great send-off for LA Knight because, again, I want to see him called up.
All right, ikaw, Rowan.
Bihira ako manood ng NXT. It has been inconsistent. Pero with the looks of it, mukhang si Grayson Waller yung mananalo because he is being built up as the biggest heel ever. So I'll go with Waller.
All right. We're not yet sure if the next round of the Women's Dusty Cup is happening next week. But in case it happens next week, let's show you the bracket and let's predict who's going to make it to the final. So on one side, you've got Kacy and Kayden. They're taking on Io Shirai and Kaylee Ray. And then on the other side of the bracket, Dakota Kai and Wendy Chu, they're taking on Cora Jade and Raquel Gonzalez. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the predictions Io and KLR versus Cora Jade and Raquel in the finals.
Oh, it has to be, right? Like, come on. This is like their big four biggest women who are not Toxic Attraction.
Yeah, that's also the NXT War Games team that went up against Toxic Attraction and Dakota.
Exactly. Yeah, so these are gotta be it.
All right, so there. Those are our predictions for NXT Roadblock. Let us know what you think about those predictions in the comments section. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about AEW Revolution. It's a stacked card, so that is on deck. But first, here's a way for you to support the podcast through your online shopping over on Shopee.
Yun. So again, if you want to buy stuff that you want and stuff that you need and real me stuff as well, you can use our Shopee affiliate link because it helps you. It helps us do what we do here in the podcast. Again, it's podlink.co/W9X. podlink.co/W9X. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out on the mobile app. Again, what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast. No extra cost.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get some shout-outs over on Kumu.
Yeah, saying hey to Scumageddon, who says that no one will survive did not survive. So yeah, that's pretty much true. JV Dillon says, grab your schedule with Dan Lambert of American Top Team. He does AEW, then he does UFC, and he is the modern-day Jim Cornette. Dude, I think Jim Cornette is the modern-day Jim Cornette, so he's not dead yet or anything. Saying hey to everyone who's tuned in. Thank you for tuning in and letting everyone know that you like wrestling talk on Kumu. Keep smashing those hearts and letting everyone know.
All right, Glendale, ingat-ingat lang sa wording, ah. Kasi baka mamaya merong malito eh. Ingat-ingat lang. Condolences na lang to Ate Shotzi and her family para mas safe. All right, let's talk about AEW Revolution. All right, let's talk about the two buy-in matches. I was about to say kickoff. So first, you've got Hook and QT Marshall in a quick one. I think unanimous naman tayo dito for Hook, no?
Yeah, I mean, like, you didn't have to put this here.
De, baka si Rowan, eh. Gusto niya maiba. Si Rowan lagi na
iba. Sabi nga niya, para maiba, QT Marshall daw siya. Eh.
Oh, there we go. See?
What an edgelord this guy.
All right. Next up, legit Layla Hirsch versus Chris Statlander, who really has a thing against orphans. I don't get it.
I do appreciate the fact that they are having three women's matches on this card. So, this is probably going to be Chris Statlander's match to lose. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to say Layla Hirsch.
Just, okay.
I don't know why. I just want to say Layla Hirsch.
Oh, see, Rowan, break the tie here.
Oh, I haven't seen any Layla Hirsch victory, so I'll go for Layla Hirsch.
That's actually all fair. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sige, para may iba, di ba? Okay, let's go on to the main show. We're not assuming that this is the order. It's just what we see online. TBS Championship, Jade Cargill defends against Ty Conti. I don't think it's Ty's time. I think Jade retains here.
Yeah, they are leaning in on Jade all in. No pun intended. So it's still pretty much her time, and I don't think she's overstayed her welcome just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Igao, yeah. Chino.
No, same. I agree. They doubled down on the TBS That Bit Show, a gimmick that she has going on. So, feeling ko siya pa rin to eh.
Rowan?
Take on T.
Okay. Okay.
Ang question ko lang is, sige, let's say Jade beats everybody. What then? What then happens?
I don't think she has beaten everybody that she has to beat. Because the women's division that they have is pretty deep, and
very
they're not ready to put her up to the women's championship level yet. So if she beats everyone in the mid card that she can beat, then she can just move up.
Yeah, I mean she hasn't beaten Hikaru Shida or Britt Baker, so I guess. All right, next up, let's talk about the Tornado Trios match. Eto gusto ko lang makita na si Darby Allin going boy ni na Andrade. That's all I want to see.
This is weird because I thought that the big match was Sammy versus Andrade, right? And then apparently not, because Sammy versus Andrade versus Matt, I believe, is
Darby
is happening on Rampage. So this is a classic case of just trying to get everyone on the pay-per-view card, which is something that we know all too well over here. So yeah, I don't see, or since it's not a title match, I think the AHFO is winning here.
Yeah, they don't seem to win a lot.
I will go against the grain here and say that Sammy, Darby, and Sting win because they have been planting seeds of the AHFO, what a mouthful, breakup in the previous Dark episodes that I've been watching and in some of the Rampage episodes that I've been seeing. And Matt Hardy has been strongly hinting about a Jeff Hardy appearance and in on social media. So this might actually just be a way for them to break the AHFO up and to bring the Hardy boys back into the picture.
You got Rowan.
So I actually agree with Ro, what Ro said, na hindi naman siya title match, so it's not even gonna be a big deal kung manalo yung AHFO. So I'll go with the AHFO.
Okay, see.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
yeah, it does. I have thoughts on Jeff Hardy, but I'll save it for later. Let's move on to the next match for now. Jurassic Express defends the Tag Team Championships against Red Dragon and, as we now know, the Young Bucks since they won the Casino Tag Royale this morning. So this is an interesting one for me, but I don't know who to predict here.
Okay, I do, because this kind of gives it away. Like, to me, I think Red Dragon is going to win. And then that's going to fuel the division between them and the Young Bucks further. Get on in a three-way just so Red Dragon and the Young Bucks have an excuse to interact with each other on opposing sides of the ring. So they could probably pin the Young Bucks without making the Jurassic Express look weak.
Where does Jurassic Express go from here, though?
Hindi ko alam, pero...
Sorrow.
No, I'm not sure. But they've had their time. And I think that they've had a nice couple of months defending the championships. And I think the money kasi here is Red Dragon versus Young Bucks. So without the championships, it's just another blood feud. And it's a nice plot device to have.
No, I agree. I'm going to say Red Dragon as well, just because they've been really trying to convince the people that there is a rift happening. And I am solely convinced na dito mangyayari yan. Jurassic Express, as good as they've been during their title run, have actually run their course as champions. Sayang, yes, kasi they weren't able to develop it as much as I feel they should. But at the same time, I want to see Red Dragon do something with those titles the way that they did as UE.
See, John Christopher's asking about the story behind the Red Dragon name. Go check out Kyle O'Reilly's guesting on the sessions with Rene Paquette. He tells the story right there. Rowan, ikaw, Red Dragon din ba? Or are you going to come up with a contrarian pick for this one?
Actually, Red Dragon din, because I really find the Jurassic Express run as the tag team champions unremarkable. Parang, I think they should have won the tag titles way back in 2020 or 2021. So I think it's hindi na sila ganun ka ano ba? What's the term? They're not that good for the tag.
They're not hot. They're not that hot anymore.
They're not that hot anymore.
Yeah. Nawala ng momentum, no? All right, let's go to this next match, which I am frothing at the mouth just thinking about. Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson. Now, this is one of those matches that you probably don't care who's going to win, but I think Bryan wins just so they extend the story.
Yeah, I think they are going to do the whole team up. Bryan has more to lose here than Moxley. show me skin in the game. Like, Jon Moxley just wants to fight, right? I don't think it really matters to him whether he loses or whether he wins or not. So let's give this to Bryan and let's do the tag team.
Chino.
Honestly, nakita na natin to eh. So, I mean, it's a good matchup, but it's not like we haven't seen this before on WWE TV, diba? I'm happy that we're getting it, and I'm okay with either guy winning, so I'm not gonna pick. I'm okay with either guy winning.
Cool. Okay. Rowan, ikaw.
I'll go for Mox. Because feeling ko mas bagay matalo si Brian, and parang kakabalik lang kasi ni Mox eh. So I think mas bagay sa kanya kung siya yung mananalo, and he deserves to win more.
Gusto ko yung sabi ni Lance in the comments, violence wins here. I think we all agree. Every one of us who loves violence will have a good one however long this match lasts. Next up, Chris Jericho versus Eddie Kingston. So it was kind of weird to see the Proud and Powerful no longer being a part of this story when they were the reason why this story started in the first place. Tapos parang bati na sila with Jericho as we saw on Dynamite earlier. So, ikaw, Ro, what are your thoughts on this since you reviewed Dynamite?
This is a mess. It's a huge, huge mess. And I don't know where they're going. Like, Tony Khan usually has a plan for all of this. But right now, I can't see where it's going. And I don't like not being able to see where it's going. I don't like not being able to predict what could happen. And God, like, any one of these guys could win, actually. But what usually happens is Eddie Kingston loses. So I have a feeling that Jericho wins and they extend this feud.
Rowan.
Kingston, just to put over the younger talent.
Younger? Okay. Well, technically, yeah, he's younger.
Technically younger by 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. No, I say Eddie Kingston, not because he's the younger talent, but because Jericho really made a point to say that Eddie Kingston can't win the big one, the final promo, yeah? So I feel like that's going to be an important factor in this match.
John Christopher is asking if Jericho is turning heel. I think he kind of has. He is the heel here for sure because he's talking down to Eddie Kingston.
John, so, yeah. Anyone who calls himself the influencer is a sure heel.
Actually, yeah. if they have influencer in their bio on Instagram, they're probably a heel in real life. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this next matchup. Face of the Revolution ladder match, Keith Lee versus Wardlow versus Powerhouse Hobbs versus Ricky Starks versus Orange Cassidy versus Ethan Page or Christian Cage versus TBD. So we mentioned Jeff Hardy earlier, and I know some of you in the comments are predicting that Jeff Hardy would be TBD. But a newsflash, Jeff Hardy's 90-day no-compete clause doesn't end until March 9. So Revolution's March 6. You can see it on the screen. So I don't think it's going to be Jeff Hardy. So two questions. Who's winning this? And who is TBD? Let's start with Chino.
Yung kay Jeff Hardy, the reason I said that about Matt is because he's been, nagsabi siya ng date on his social media, March 12th, which is clearly a good 3 days after the non-compete. Diba? So where they pop up, we don't know. That's why I'm saying the Hardys lose. Anyway, back to this one. Dun tayo kay TBD. Who is TBD? It could probably be Cesaro, for all we know.
Okay, Rowan.
I'm doing this because kay Fuego. De, joke lang. Si
nobody, Cesaro. Nobody can see that. They're listening to a podcast.
Oh man,
it's a stream. Kasi he's doing for the stream.
Yeah,
Cesaro nga. Yung gusto ng TBD. Pero who I want to win this is Keith Lee. This is yung ano niya, rebound niya from what he has lost from the WWE. So I think he should be a champion right after this.
Ikaro.
Yeah, so it's easy to say that Cesaro could be TBD here, but I think the big name that they bust out for this match is Keith Lee himself. It's going to be weird if somebody comes out and then steals Keith Lee's thunder after they invested so much in him. So I don't know. I think it's someone from the roster that they haven't gotten yet.
What if it's a return, like Miro?
Yeah, pwede. Basta not a big signing. Like, I don't think it's going to be a big signing. I think Keith Lee is the big signing for this match. It has to be Keith Lee. Because, again, biggest signing, biggest name. They are investing so much in him.
Talaga, I would have predicted Wardlow. Like, I'm agreeing with Glendale here and Aaron. Because the MJF Wardlow story is being telegraphed. Sabi mo kanina, Ro, diba? Like, there are stories that you can clearly see where it's going. And based on yung interactions in MJF and Wardlow, I think Wardlow's being set up now for his run to success so MJF can finally clash with him after Punk.
You think that Sean Spears isn't going to come fuck with him in this match?
I don't know, man.
Diba?
Yeah, so pwede pa rin manalo si Wardlow eh. And still have to face Sean Spears before he faces MJ.
Yeah, hindi naman mutually exclusive yun eh.
I think Sean Spears costs Wardlow this match. So they're obviously building up to Sean Spears versus Wardlow first before Wardlow versus MJF. So that way, Keith Lee can come win.
Sige. Sorry. I agree with Kyle Jimenez. Baka si Fuego too, the son of Fuego, yung TBD. So we might see him.
Okay.
May rumors actually. There are rumors going around that could be Cody Rhodes and he's going to be signed to a new contract which takes out that clause that he can't challenge for the world championship. God. I saw this online today and I'm like, okay, I mean, it's there.
Like in a dirt sheet?
No. People just spitballing on Twitter.
Ah, akala ko naman may nag-report na, ano.
No.
Sabi din ng mga tao, hindi totoo yung war sa Ukraine, eh. Pero maniniwala ba tayo doon? Or maniniwala tayo sa news? So, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, we're speculating here. It's wrestling, di ba? Hindi iba naman siya sa world events, current events.
My question earlier was if TBD could possibly be anybody from ROH. Kasi possible na siya ngayon, di ba?
Could be.
Might be Jonathan Gresham, current ROH champion.
I think it could very well be Jay Lethal. Like, for all but you know. Diba?
I think people would just be whelmed if that happened.
Yeah. I don't think this TBD is a big deal. But I could be wrong. I could very well be wrong.
Let's talk about an actual big deal. The dog collar match, MJF versus CM Punk. The promos and the storytelling, they really kicked it up a notch over the last couple of weeks. And now I'm invested in this. But I think it's pretty clear MJF has to win here.
Sadly, yes. So that's three straight losses for CM Punk if MJF wins. But there ain't no other way. Like people want CM Punk, but they want to elevate the younger talent as well. So if CM Punk is really here to help lift up the next generation, then you got to do the honors here.
Yeah. Admin Jackie, if you watch this particular graphic on TV, gumagalaw pa yung chain. So there. Rowan, your thoughts on this dog collar match?
I think this is the first time I'm going to see a dog collar match, and I'm looking forward to it. My pick goes to MJF.
Okay. Chino.
Ako din. I'm just going to double down and say MJF as well.
Tapos si CM Punk pala nanalo eh.
Kali tayo lahat eh.
Nakuhan to.
All right, let's get to the World Championships. First, on the women's side, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, will be defending against former guest of the Wrestling Podcast, Thunder Rosa. Is this the time that Britt loses the title?
Wait, before I answer that, I just want to say that the more I think about it, the more I think Punk has a good chance of winning. Like, yes, he has to elevate the talent, but I think he already did. Kasi ang dami na ng opportunities for MJF to wow us, and he did. So I think it's okay for him to get the win and not have MJF lose anything in the process. So I think I'm going to change my prediction there. Anyway, going to this women's match, yes, I do believe it's time for Thunder Rosa to win because sobrang stagnant ni Britt Baker as champion. They had a real clunker of a match earlier today on Dynamite, and I think that it is time to give someone else the championship and let them carry the show, carry the division.
Yeah, more almost 1 year na ring champion si Britt Baker. So I can see why you'd say that. Chino, ikaw?
I'm going to say Thunder Rosa as well. I would love to see her walk away with the title only because she's had so many shots at it already. And this whole Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa storyline has been going on for quite a while. So Thunder Rosa.
Rowan, contrarian pick ba?
Pulay Rosa ang bukas.
All right.
You just ripped off the guy in the comment section, man.
Yeah, I know. I spread it.
Yeah. The comment section is very pro Thunder Rosa then with Admin Angelo and Aaron. All right. Let's talk about the last match where we are sure that someone named Adam will be standing tall at the end. Hangman Adam Page defends the AEW World Championship against Adam Cole, baby. So, sino? Sino na?
Si Adam, fearless, siyempre.
Fearless forecast, Adam yun.
Oh, which Adam, smart ass?
I think it's Hangman. Adam Cole won, and he's so tall. So,
wrestling logic.
Wrestling logic. Hangman's got to win here. I think they're not giving up on the Hangman experiment just yet. I don't think Adam Cole's chase for the championship has hit its fever pitch. So, I don't know. They're kind of treating it pretty lukewarm. No? It's not like the biggest thing that's going on right now.
No, it's not. Not with MJF, Punk, and Fox Ryan happening. Diba?
Mm. Yeah. The parang put at the wayside tong championship feud nila, but I'm not mad at that. Like you guys said, we have CM Punk, MJF, we have Moxley, Danielson, the mas parang all's well.
I think it happens talaga with AEW, because remember when Kenny Omega was champion, there was like Double or Nothing, I believe. Nah, he didn't even main event because the biggest feud was Inner Circle versus sino kalaban nila? Basta yung kalaban nila at the time.
Pinnacle, diba?
Pinnacle. Yeah, the Pinnacle. Thank you.
Right.
So it kind of happens. Like AEW has that tendency, and I don't know why. Rowan, you go. Who do you think is winning this one?
Oh, sorry, I didn't give my pick yet. I want to say Hangman.
Sorry,
Chino. Page.
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah, I want to say Hangman Page as well.
Okay.
Go, Rowan.
So both of these men are Ring of Honor alumni. I know someone who debuted from ROH a couple of months ago, and he will make his debut in AEW. That's going to be Adam Scheer.
Okay.
And he will interfere. Pero joke lang. It's going to be Hangman Page. I'm going to have a title retained. I want the title to be retained.
All right. So there. Everybody in the comment section also being a smart ass like the rest of us. Puro Adam.
Zero win lang yun. Adam ilabas natin. Zero win lang yung smart ass. Ha? Let's just be clear here. We actually gave picks.
Admin Angelo, hindi po namin alam kung ita-televise ang Revolution sa Tapco kasi hindi kami taga-Tap Sports. So, I don't think anyone has knowledge of whether or not it's gonna show there. So, if nobody's answered your question, then nobody knows.
Alam mo, Admin Angelo, saan ita-televise? Doon sa viewing party ng Wrestling Podcast.
Tama.
Sige, Chino, plug mo na. Nandito na tayo eh.
Mas alam ni Roe yung details eh. So,
yeah. Just sign up. Patreon.com/WrestlingPodcast.
Ayun na. Para madali, di ba? Admin Angelo naman eh. Dali namin kausap, di ba? Anyway, time for our picks of the week as we wind down here. Get yours in the comment section. I'll start with mine. Gunta versus Solo Sikoa on NXT 2.0. Talagang sapakan kung sapakan. And it's nice that, the Ring General is getting his time to do what he does best on NXT. Not sure how I feel about it coming at the expense of Solo's undefeated run. But, we're getting a Gunta match on TV. He's beating someone up. And I enjoyed it. Kayo. Rowan, sige, ikaw.
My pick of the week would be Finn Balor versus Damian Priest for the United States Championship. This match is a main event level match, and sa totoo lang nagsasawa na ako sa title reign ni Damian Priest. So good for Finn. I'm really happy for him now, and lalo na it looks good on him na he's carrying that belt. Sobrang bagay sa kanya.
Okay, Chino.
My pick goes out to the unexpected AEW Dark Elevation match between Frankie Kazarian and Alan Five Angels. Because as somebody who just turned a year closer to 40 yesterday, nakaka-relate ako sobra eh, Frankie Kazarian.
Tagal pa kaya?
He's sorry, Ro?
Tagal pa kaya ng 40 mo?
You're a good half decade from 40, dude.
I mean, but still, like the past 3 years have proven that time is a flat circle. And so we never know, man. We never
guys,
know.
Guys, patina na natin si Chino sa comments. Belated happy birthday, Chino.
Thank you, everybody. But we never know. And, to see a 44-year-old Frankie Kazarian do the flips that he does, it's just nasabayan niya yung bata, just mind-blowing.
All right.
My pick of the week comes from NJPW Strong, The New Beginning in USA. It is Tyler Rust, Taylor Rust, as he goes by now, versus Tom Lawler for the Strong Openweight Championship. So that was pretty good. Honorable mention na rin, go watch NXT Level Up. That's pretty good. They have some pretty good main events because mostly they're mixing the veterans and the rookies. So this week's main event was Jacket Time versus Harland and Joe Gacy. So again, pretty good stuff in a little in a short, relatively short match. So if you want some good wrestling, go watch that. In the same vein as AEW's dark shows.
So let's get to the picks of the week's comments for Julian. Tony Khan being the new owner of ROH and Bianca Belair's hair whip on Becky Lynch. Pati rin yung Edge and AJ Styles segment. For Bruce, it's Edge's heel turn and our audio-only tribute to Cesaro's WWE run and the brand invasion in this episode. For Leo, Balor versus Priest and Solo versus Gunther. John picks Bryan Danielson versus Christopher Daniels. Nagulat ako, nobody picked that here on the show. Glendale picks the New Japan Cup round one, Okada versus Despy. See, Roman J picks Edge and AJ Styles in segment nila. For Aaron, Tony Khan actually showing himself on TV and Wardlow versus Nick Camarado and Damian Priest versus Finn Balor. Admin Angelo, pareho kami ng pick. Emil picks Cole Fish and O'Reilly versus Hangman, John Silver and Alex Reynolds from Dynamite earlier. Baba. Tara, puro happy birthday, Chino, actually. So, yun, thank you very much to everybody who joined us for the live stream. And thank you to everybody who greeted Chino happy birthday in the comment section. As we get out of here, any plugs, Chino?
Yes. So, for this week on the Class Town podcast, I am talking to a linguistics doctorate holder and stand-up comedian in Mr. Andrew Grant. And we talk about linguistics. It's going to be available tomorrow on your podcast streaming platforms. But really, the thing I want to talk to you guys about is to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which I just kicked off yesterday. You can find all my stand-up videos on there. So siguro nagtataka kayo na nakakatawa pa talaga si Chino. You can check it out there. If you also want to check out video of the Class Clown podcast, I just put up the Evidencel video today. It's up there right now. You can find all of that on linktr.ee/chinosupersized. Please subscribe para mapalitan ko na yung URL ko because we need 100 to do it, baby. So do that. Thank you.
All right. Rowan, any plugs?
Yeah, please subscribe to our Patreon and please read mine and Ro's weekly wrestling reviews. And please listen to our audio-only episode where my mentors paid tribute to Cesaro's WWE career.
Right, Ro?
Go read my articles on multisport.ph. My latest article is about the top fitness TikTok content creators that you should follow. So again, I've been dishing out some advice over there. So yeah, if you are on a fitness journey like me, you should go read that stuff. You know.
For me, go check out On Deck with Stancy. This week, I talked about radio DJs being more than just people who get paid to talk and to play music on the air. So it's a bit of a tribute then to the industry in itself and what we do. So go check that out. And then next week for Now Steaming, we talked to Barnaby Law. He's a Chinoy journalist who also contributes to CBS News and Al Jazeera. And we talked about media literacy and the Chinoy community and the relationship between both and why that's very, very complicated. So all of that you can check out on linktr.ee/stancysays. As for the podcast, go follow us at Wrestling2xPod on TikTok and on Twitter. Go send us your questions over there. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well at Wrestling Podcast on Spotify. Keep those 5-star ratings coming and please follow the pod if you haven't yet. Individually, it is at Roiswar, at Monday Night Rowan, N-I-T-E on Twitter, N-I-G-H-T on Instagram, at Chino Supersized, and at _Stancy if you want to just chit-chat with us about wrestling over there. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Gel and everyone behind the scenes over at PNA. And on behalf of the Wrestling Podcast, stay safe, keep your masks on, get your vaccines and your boosters. May 2022, huwag kalimutan, please. Let's go out and vote at huwag bumoto ng magnanakaw. Sige, Chino, pass mo na.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay, kala ko dadagdag mo yung sinasabi mo eh. At yan. Sige, let's leave it there. Sige, huwag bumoto ng magnanakaw. Alright, Wrestling yeah, Podcast.
Huwag bumoto na ng umiiwas sa debate. Peace.
Yes.
Yung.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.